You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. Today is episode 79, Spring Pantry Refresh. It feels like we are smack dab in the middle of spring, and my allergies won't let me forget it. But aside from my allergies, the other things reminding me of spring are blossoms on the trees, the warmer weather, longer days, maybe a little bit of an itch to spring clean or tidy up some of the systems in my life. So today we're going to chat about tidying up specifically your pantry for spring and focusing on a few shortcut ingredients I like to keep on hand or in my pantry that turn into quick and easy spring dinners that save me on extra busy nights. Now, when I say pantry, it's inclusive of your dry pantry, your fridge, and your freezer. Because to me, anything that lives in the pantry is something like that stays there for a while, right? That's not going to go bad immediately. So obviously we have things in both the fridge and the freezer that can stick around for a while, but I'm excited to kind of walk you through some of those ingredients. But before we really get into it, what I want to do is start this podcast the way we always do, by giving you three ideas of recipes you could throw on your meal plan for the week. We can almost all agree that the hardest part of making dinner is simply deciding what to make. So hopefully by sharing a few ideas with you guys every week, it helps with your decision fatigue a bit. I swear that mapping out my meals in advance has single-handedly been the most pivotal part of me getting dinner under control in my house. And I think it's one of the most valuable habits you can develop. So with that, this is what we're making this week. First recipe, we are making these quinoa sweet potato bowls with a lime basil vinaigrette. And what you really need to know here is that lime basil vinaigrette is out of this world delicious. So, so good. For the past year, I've tried to eat a salad most days, like almost every day for lunch. And I have just fallen in love with the simple salad dressing that I make at home. So I'm constantly kind of switching things up here and there. And I have kind of a traditional basil vinaigrette, but I swapped the acid, like the vinegar in the recipe, for lime juice. And oh, geez, it's so good, you guys. There's sweet potatoes in this. There's black beans. I add pickled onions to this as well. And that quinoa that you add to a salad to make it heartier is awesome. And quinoa, I believe more than any other grain, has the most protein per serving. So I like that aspect too. When I don't want to do like a traditional protein, I can add quinoa, and that with the beans makes this a little bit more filling and substantial and kind of hits more of those things that are important to me when it comes to creating like a well-rounded meal. Those are good. It's really easy to deconstruct for my kids, which is always super important to me. Next, I'm doing a slow cooker recipe, these Greek shredded pork pitas. And I love this recipe because the shredded pork is kind of like a bulk protein that I can use for lots of things. So obviously, I'm going to use this to make the pitas, and I'm going to make like a yummy yogurt tzatziki sauce and a little cucumber salad to go with it. But I can use the leftover shredded pork for other recipes, which takes me to my third recipe. I'm going to make these ginger pork and rice bowls with pickled veggies. And the traditional way that the recipe is written, like the way I wrote it initially, is with ground pork. But since I'm going to have leftover shredded pork, I'm just going to slightly modify the recipe so that I don't have to make something completely new. So I put that on the menu. Sometimes I'll do that when I want to take advantage of kind of getting a two-for-one meal where I make the bulk of something one time. And look, we're going like with a Greek flavor profile. But then by just adding a few slightly different ingredients to that same meat, I get something totally different with that ginger pork and rice, which is kind of the Asian flair. So that's what's on my plan for the week. Hopefully that helps you as you begin to think about what you're going to plan for the upcoming week. You can find and print all of these recipes in Recipe Club individually or in our weekly meal plan with our easy-to-follow shopping list that's broken down by recipe. The difference between Recipe Club and a standard food site or blog is that it really is designed to be a simple dinner system that you can return to over and over again as you manage the ebbs and flows of your life. You'll never see any ads or long blog posts or drawn-out stories about asparagus. Just the recipes, simple resources, and the meal plans you need to help you get dinner on the table. So I really love the resource, and it helps me so much manage this very big part of my life, which is feeding me and my family. Okay, let's jump into the back half of the podcast and chat about giving your pantry a spring refresh. So we moved into our current home just about a little over a year ago. And at that time, I spent a lot of time getting my kitchen in order. I knew I was going to be working from home, and it just was important to me to set up like smart systems. In fact, if you scroll back through my Instagram feed, you can see how I broke down every single cupboard and cabinet drawer in my kitchen to show you the essentials that I rely on every single day. But one part of the series that I included was my pantry, naturally. And it was time for me to give that a bit of a refresh. Now, just like I talked at the top of the episode, when I say pantry, to me, it includes three things: the fridge, the freezer, and the dry pantry. So keep in mind, that's what we're going to reference here. We just, in that dry pantry, we had one too many loose bags of half-eaten chips and random snacks that my kids once loved and have since decided they no longer like, and I just needed to clean it out. So in doing so, I made sure that I was stocked up on a few ingredients that turn into quick and easy recipes for this springy time of year, and I couldn't help myself from thinking, everyone knows about these, right? Maybe we need to record a podcast episode to make sure you've got some of these spring staples on hand that really do turn into the easiest dinners. So let's get into it. If you are feeling the pull to really organize your pantry, in Recipe Club, you'll find a complete guide to organizing your fridge, freezer, and pantry that will walk you through the simple steps you could take to do this over a weekend, including all of the products I swear by, how I like to label things, how you put actual systems in place to make sure that the new organization will work and it will benefit the dynamic of your household. But regardless of whether things are physically organized, let's talk about the few ingredients you should really have on hand this time of year, or at least the ones that are working well for my family. So let's define what I mean by shortcut ingredient. Basically, here are the stipulations that I require for an ingredient to be considered a shortcut ingredient. It needs to be something that lasts a long time or is shelf stable, that can easily initiate an idea for dinner that doesn't require many other ingredients, meaning nothing that runs the risk of expiring too quickly that I'm going to forget about. I'm going to break them down into some categories. So we are going to do, five here? Maybe six. Where I'm going to talk about a sauce I keep on hand, a condiment I keep on hand, a protein, a grain, produce, and something canned. And we're going to start with sauce. So sauce for this time of year, pesto. Ooh, how I love my pesto. And if you're wanting to know, my favorite pesto of all time is the Kirkland brand pesto from Costco. I think it is great. If you're not a Costco shopper, I really like the walnut kale pesto at Trader Joe's that's in the refrigerated section, not the jarred pesto. It's not as good, but that's another one I really like. But I feel like we're big spaghetti fans here. Like, I make a lot of pasta. My kids love spaghetti, but I tend to rely more on that jarred marinara in the fall and winter months. And I like to switch things up with pesto in the spring and summer. It kind of just feels like a nice way to mix up spaghetti nights. And sometimes I will add like a splash of heavy cream to pesto. So I'm literally putting like pesto in the skillet with a little bit of cream and a little bit of lemon and some Parmesan, and I make it into a sauce, and it's delicious tossed with spaghetti. It can also be a great marinade for meat. It could be a great spread on a sandwich, especially if you combine it with a little bit of mayonnaise to make an aioli, or it can be a base for making a springy vinaigrette or sauce. Like, you could take a tablespoon of pesto, put it in a mason jar, add some red wine vinegar, add a little bit of olive oil, add a shallot and salt and pepper, and shake that baby up, and you got yourself a pesto vinaigrette, which is going to be delish. So pesto's awesome. I love it. I do tend to use it more in the spring and summer. But if I look at it, I know, oh, I can do, you know, roasted turkey sandwiches with a little pesto aioli, and that's going to feel more exciting than the grilled cheese sandwiches that we've been had in rotation. Or I'm going to do this pasta dish with the pesto cream and lemon. Or I'm going to do, oh, I've got some chicken tenders in the refrigerator that are raw. I'm going to add some pesto and a squeeze of lemon and marinate those and serve it with rice and sliced tomatoes. Do you see what I mean? Do you see how like the one ingredient just kind of initiates some ideas? So that's what pesto does for me. The condiment, Greek yogurt. Now, this, I realize this is like pretty generic, and most of you are not opening your fridge looking at Greek yogurt and saying, oh, now I know what to make for dinner. But maybe you should be. So here's a couple of things beyond building your yogurt parfait in the morning that you can think of Greek yogurt when it comes to dinner. It's great for marinating meat. It really is. Like, if especially if you have like chicken or pork, you take a couple spoonfuls of Greek yogurt and some sort of spice. Like, I love my Cavender's Greek seasoning and a squeeze of lemon. I know, guys, I bet you can't guess what produce is. I'm on a lemon kick, and I'm kind of always on a lemon kick. But that to marinate some chicken in, so good. And then guess what? That exact same thing, the yogurt, the Greek seasoning, the splash of lemon, the salt, pepper, that can be a sauce as well. That's a delicious yogurt sauce to serve with the chicken you grill after it's been marinating. And you make some sort of grain, whether it's couscous or rice or quinoa or whatever, and you do a little salad of cucumbers and tomatoes, and you got your yogurt sauce. Guys, that is not hard. Especially you do it once and you're like, ah, I got this. Think about yogurt when it comes to marinades. Think about those really simple sauces you can pull together. You also can use Greek yogurt as a base for creamy dressings if you're doing grain bowls or salads. But that is something to think about. Or, oh my gosh, I just did this. Hummus bowl. Talk about opening your fridge and being like, what are things I always have in here? Hummus and Greek yogurt. You take some shredded chicken, rotisserie chicken, some sort of green, a big old dollop of Greek yogurt, a big old dollop of hummus, some cucumbers, some tomatoes. You got yourself a hummus bowl. Delicious. Some beans. There's some white beans in there. Yum. All right. Protein. Cubed pancetta. Now, this is something you probably don't have in your fridge, but I have had a package or two of this in my fridge for the past couple of years, honestly, because it's the easiest way to add a quick protein element to a dish that satisfies the likes and dislikes of everyone in my family. I use it so often for topping pasta dishes, or I'll throw it in a frittata. It's one of the main ingredients in my 5-ingredient frittata, my veggie one that's so yummy. Oh, we just made it. That really is such a good recipe. If you're in recipe club and you've not made the veggie frittata, promise me you'll do it this week. It's so good. But what it is it's like, it's pancetta that's been diced really small. And so you can just toss it into a skillet and it crisps up in maybe like, I don't know, 2 to 3 minutes. And it's got like 11 grams of protein in it. And it's salty and a little bit fat. Like, it just, it's rich. It's so nice. So it's great sprinkled over like a little like creamy pasta dish or on a salad. Like, I have a lemon basil pasta salad. I actually just made it this week and I put that on top of it. It's just nice. It's like a fancy bacon bit, guys. I have bought it at all sorts of different grocery stores. I do get mine most often at Trader Joe's because it's the cheapest. It's like $3.29 for a package, I think a 5-ounce package. But I've also bought it at Albertsons. I have bought it at Pavilions. I have bought it at Kroger. I've bought it at Walmart. So just, if you haven't used that product, you might really like it. It's really easy to use. It's similar to bacon, but it's already cut. And I actually think I prefer, it's less fatty. And so I kind of prefer the flavor better too. So cubed pancetta, love it. For the grain, quinoa. I already mentioned this earlier because I genuinely am on a kick. I am loving quinoa lately and I love all the protein it has in it. So that tends to be the grain I'm reaching for most right now. Also because it cooks so fast. It cooks in like under 10 minutes. I mean, that and couscous are, I mean, all these grains, nothing takes really that long to cook. Maybe a wild rice or even brown rice. But I feel like in the fall, I do a lot of farro and I've been doing a lot of just straight, like either white or brown rice lately, and now I'm on my quinoa kick. So that's what I'm reaching for the most. My best tip there, and you could do this as a side for, you know, your grilled chicken or whatever, or you could add this to any sort of bowl, a burrito bowl, a salad bowl, your hummus bowl, and it's just going to bulk it up a bit. But when you cook it, you can cook the quinoa in just straight water. That's probably how the package directions are going to tell you to do it. But I almost always like to cook my grains, especially quinoa, in broth. That could be broth or stock. Chicken broth, beef broth, veggie. It adds extra flavor. And so keep that in mind, and it's just the one-to-one swap. So if it calls for a cup of water, you do a cup of broth or stock, and it's so yummy. Produce, I know, shocker, lemon. I have a reputation for loving lemons, and I won't apologize for it. I'll admit that I can have a heavy hand with lemon, but my goodness, I love it. When I see lemons in my pantry, I know that I can make a quick cacio pepe, which is a 5-ingredient pasta dish. It's in Recipe Club. A chicken piccata, which is a really basic lemon pan sauce. Or the simplest of all, I can make air fryer salmon, squeeze a little lemon over the top, or shrimp. It's great with shrimp too. And it is so fresh and light. And hey, make that yogurt sauce. Make that yogurt sauce to go on top of your salmon. It's going to be so good. Okay, and finally, canned. This one feels a little bit more out of left field. Coconut milk. I have loved adding a can of coconut milk to like basic ramen, or let's say like Costco has a couple of curries. Is it Suki? I think it's Suki is the brand, Suki's curries. She's got like a mango one and a tikka masala, but sometimes I will get that and to stretch it, I will add a can of coconut milk and like some halved cherry tomatoes. You could throw some broccoli in there, and that ends up being a really quick meal for me. Noodle bowls when we're rice bowled out, or I have a coconut corn chowder recipe that I usually have everything on hand for, and that's so great for kind of a chilly spring day. So canned coconut milk, definitely one I'm reaching for often. I also, if you're a Trader Joe's shopper, there's a 5-ingredient recipe in Recipe Club for veggie coconut curry, and they have a jar of Thai yellow curry sauce. I use a can of coconut milk. They have a stir fry veggie blend, rice, and I think I throw cilantro as the fifth ingredient, but that's a really easy meal that I will reach for often. Also, I want to make sure that if you are in the club, you know that we have a search by ingredient function so that when you click on any of these ingredients, or really most ingredients you can think of, it will pull up a list of recipes that incorporate that ingredient. So even if it is marinara sauce, it'll list all of the recipes in Recipe Club that use marinara sauce, or rotisserie chicken. It'll have all of our rotisserie chicken recipes listed, or coconut milk, or, you know, pesto. And so that's a really nice way if you're meal planning and you're looking at what you have on hand first, which is what I recommend, then you can have some ideas for, well, what, I've got 6 jars of marinara sauce. I got to start cooking through this. What can I make with marinara sauce? And then we've broken it down for you that way. So, all right, finally, let's finish with the weekly Gimme 5. This is 5 things that made my life easier or more enjoyable this week. First up, kid knives. Now, I have taught a handful of cooking classes lately for kid or youth groups in my community, and I always find myself pulling out these awesome kid knives that are so cheap. They're like $10, and they have like 25,000 reviews, but they're a great way to get kids comfortable with using a knife in the kitchen when they're just beginning to tackle some basic knife skills. I find that they are best with soft things like strawberries or even cucumbers, and like less great with things like a sweet potato. But when my kids want to help me, or when I'm holding a class with kids, I will pull these out, and they're so great. I've been so happy that I've had them for these classes. So they are these nylon knives. They're in nylon, they're white, but I think the actual material is nylon. So next, magnetic measuring spoons. I traveled this past week. I did a little girls' weekend with friends from college, and we stayed at an Airbnb. And you know how when you're cooking, it's at an Airbnb kitchen and it's so frustrating? Well, this one in particular was missing measuring spoons. They had a few loose ones rolling around in a drawer, but they were the most unhelpful sizes. It was like an eighth of a teaspoon and like some random 1.5 tablespoon size. And I'm like, I just need a teaspoon. But it made me realize how much I really do love my magnetic measuring spoons that all stick together. And it made me think that all measuring spoons should be magnetic. I am sure that they would have not lost all of those other ones if they had a magnetic function. So this is another really popular item on Amazon. Great stocking stuffer, great housewarming gift, great, you know, thinking of you present. Magnetic measuring spoons, they're the best. Speaking of this group of friends that I spent a couple days with, you know how when you're with some friends and someone walks out or sits down at the pool and everyone says, hey, where did you get that? Well, this happened with a friend in a swim cover-up. It was so chic and so cute. And she immediately went into how it was so affordable. And the best part is that it dries so quickly and it's great on any body type. And I'm pretty sure every single one of us bought this like right away. So best swim cover up. I'll share it on stories. You guys can see it. And then it'll also go out in my Gimme 5 email that goes out on Fridays. And this same friend who was just on a roll, she that night came out for dinner in these really cute wide-legged white pants. Now, a white pant, depending on where you live, is not typically something you're going to wear all year round, but these were so cute. They were like the perfect wide leg width without being too wide leg or too skinny. And she's like, you guys, they cost $28. These are they're from Target. They're universal threads. They were a nice thick material. And I'm pretty sure we all added those to our cart as well because she looked so great in them. And it's a great way to try. I mean, I love it when, especially when I'm going to invest or buy a piece for my wardrobe that I know I won't use all year round. That's a nice way to try out a trend, or maybe before I invest in a really expensive pair of something, I try the trend first in something that's a little more affordable. So these are so great. And then finally, this was another Target find that had nothing to do with my friends, but I found these spring entertaining pieces. They're like these baking dishes. They had one in a 9x13 and one in an oval dish, and they come with carriers, but like stylish carriers. So it's like they've kind of got gold metal and then little wood handles, and it makes it so easy to transport dishes. And also if you're having people over, it just makes things look a little more put together. It's almost like a holder for the dish. Love them. I think they're like $30-something each. I got two of them because I thought I'm going to use these so much. So I'll also link to those both on Instagram. I have a Gimme 5 highlight where you can see all of the previous Gimme 5s. And then I send out my Gimme 5 email on Fridays. That's it for today. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. This podcast is always meant to be a quick 20 to 30 minute listen while you map out your own meals for the week. And so that I can support helping you set up a simple dinner system. Next week, we'll be doing Kitchen Office Hours, a monthly episode I do where I answer your questions about anything having to do with the kitchen or cooking. And please feel free, send me questions this week. You can email me, you can send me a DM. I'll be compiling those questions and I always look forward to those episodes. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm so glad you guys are here. Until next time, happy cooking. I'm Kelsey and look forward to chatting with you next week.